A Carroll attorney fulfills a lifelong dream. A house has been deemed a total loss following a fire last week, and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke comes to town. I'm Nathan Cones, and it's your Week in Review. Governor Kim Reynolds has appointed a Carroll attorney, Gina Bating, to serve as a district court judge in Iowa Judicial Election District 2B. Bating received her undergraduate and law degrees from the University of Iowa and has been practicing law with New, Minnick, Comito, Halber, New, and Bating, PC, and Carroll for the last 6 years. She also serves on the Carroll Community School District Board of Education, but she will be forced to resign that with her new position as a judge. The appointment is effective immediately, but it could take up to 30 days before Bating begins her work on judicial duties. Carroll Fire Chief Greg Schreck says it took the help of Glidden and Dedham Fire Departments, and they almost called in Lidderdale to battle a house fire southeast of Carroll on Monday evening. The home at 22016 Olympic Avenue, owned by Arlo Bueltel, is considered a total loss after the blaze broke out in the two-car attached garage. Crews were on scene for about 3 hours, attacking the fire from the roof as it spread into the attic space of the home. No cause has yet been determined, and no injuries were reported. The Iowa Lottery announced Wednesday that a Carroll man has won a six-figure lotto prize. Christopher Olson claimed one of eight $100,000 prizes available in the Big 7 scratch-off game. Each $20 ticket has a slightly more than 40% chance of winning. However, the odds of winning the $100,000 prize are significantly lower, only about 1 in 120,000. Olson purchased his ticket at the Carroll Hy-Vee and claimed his winnings at the Iowa Lottery headquarters in Clive on Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke made a campaign stop at Kerb's Tavern in Carroll Thursday on a four-day swing through the state. He covered in broad strokes a plan that would bring equality to Americans through programs open to all, free universal health care, free and reduced cost for education, paid family leave, increases in wages, and equal pay for women. He says he wants to reverse much of the Trump tax breaks, bringing back into the mid-20 percentile range, and to cut back on military funding to help fund these other ideas. He also says that he wants to see immigration reform, that people should be welcomed into the country, especially if they are law-abiding, productive members of society. And that's been your Carroll Broadcasting Week in Review. Be sure to check us out all week long at carrollbroadcasting.com. We have all of your news coverage available for you 24/7. Again, that's at carrollbroadcasting.com. You can also keep up with us on Facebook. Just search for 1380 KCIM or on Twitter. Again, 1380 KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, and that has been your Week in Review for the week beginning April 1st of 2019.